This call is being recorded.
Do the Om Mani Padme Om along with us here, but that was wonderful, and it sounded good too, did it not?
Yes. You
all do very well here, very good. We promised the James we would not sing tonight, so there will not be any singing here, but we are going to open this up to expression from all of you. This is not a one-man show here, you might say, or a one-collective show in this case. It is all of us together that we are going to interact with each other as much as we can here, okay? So what we were going to start off with here is how was this last year for those of you? What would you have to say about this year that has just passed or is just finished coming tonight here? What would you say about it?
Lots of personal growth.
Great expansion, lots of personal growth. Keep going.
Fail.
Challenging
year, okay. Keep going.
Painful, letting go of attachments.
Painful, letting go of attachments. Very good. Any others?
Exploration. The process.
Exploration. What do you mean by exploration?
Exploring the realms that lead into.
Exploring the realms that lead into the higher dimensions. Wonderful. Mm. Very good. Mm. The others. There is a party going on out there somewhere, and that is wonderful that you have gathered together, but we would need to ask you if you unmute your phone to everybody needs to be somewhat quiet in the background. Oh, that is tough when you are drinking the spirits, but do the best you can, okay? Would there be any others that would say what this past year was for them?
Glorious
year. Yes? Mm. Any others?
Intense through personal relationships.
Personal relationships.
A lot of changes.
Challenging. What many of you are describing is from your own personal point of view.
Right.
You are seeing it from your eyes only and not from the larger picture. And that is where we are going here. We are going to look more at the larger picture, not the small one, not the one that is just between your ears here in your head. We're not going to, and also your heart too as well, but we're not going to look at it from that standpoint, but what has occurred in the larger picture. Now, let's look at it in that respect. Couple of your answers would fit in terms of the larger picture here. So what has happened here from the beginning of your 2018 to the end here? What kinds of things have happened, again, in the larger picture?
If you look at what has taken place since the beginning of the year in the world, I would say it's been an amazing jump. It's spectacular. I mean, when you see what Trump is doing and how he's moving that train along, and we can almost see the finish line.
Very good, yes. Major jump here.
More freedom. I said more love. More peace, more harmony, and more joy.
More harmony and joy. Now you are getting the picture here. Now you are getting it. Or there has been very many changes that have happened. But of course, you could look back at each year and say, well, that year had a lot of changes too. And you could go back and back and continue to do that. But what is happening now is the changes that are coming about are about the bigger picture, about the plan. And it is all about the plan working out here. And we can tell you certainly that the plan is working out. It is coming together. And we have said many times, you are on the cusp of a great many changes. But what are the changes that have already occurred? You have had some arrests, have you not?
Yes.
You have had some of this. You have had, what else have you had?
We've had the portals open.
Ships coming closer, yes. We have talked about that. Ashtar has talked about that in Ramda many times, where the ships are coming closer. Also, you have heard from other sources as well, where they speak about this also, that the ships are coming closer and you are going to see them more. And that has happened. Many of you in your Sunday discussions have shared those experiences where you are seeing so much more than what you did before. Not only the ships, but many of you are seeing interdimensionally. You are seeing what was previously not able to be seen with the physical eyes. But now, because your third eye is opening more and more, that is allowing you to be able to open your physical eyes to the other dimensions, you see, through the third eye. And that is very important, what is occurring there. Now, you would say, yes, but that is just those of us, the light workers. There are so many out there that have no idea of any of this. And yes, that is true, and we have said that many times. There are so many out there that no idea what we are speaking about now. And they would hear this and they would go, that is of the devil, or you need to not listen to those types of things and all of that, because they are not where you are now. But where are they? They themselves, even those that have not what you would call awakened yet, they have raised their consciousness as well, as a whole now. We do not speak of everyone, of course, but across the planet that has happened a great deal more. Consciousness is spreading. There are changes that are happening within each individual. Whether they know it or not, their DNA is being worked on. Whether they know it or not, their system, their cellular system, is becoming more and more crystallized. They are even beginning to hold more and more light. Even though they do not even know what light is, other than you turn on a switch on a lamp, you see? So many things are happening and changing. And yes, it does seem like it is all yet behind the scenes and in the background, and you have heard this and heard this. And then when we say that changes are imminent and all of this, and you say, yeah, but when is it going to be? And if saying this, one who serves, and Sananda and Ashtar and Saint Germain and so on and so on, but when is it actually going to happen? Now, the when part is interesting. We are not going to say soon, of course. We are not going to say imminent. We are going to say, though, we are going to say, you may want to write this down in your brains here as a memory that you heard it here. We are going to say that your 2019 is going to be something special in many respects. You are going to have those arrests you have been waiting for. That is just around the corner here. And they are going to begin en masse. And you are going to have changes in your political structure. That is going to happen. You are going to have many situations where there will be more and more and more sightings of ships. And it will become as commonplace for for people to look up into the sky and begin to see many things that they could not see before. Because, and I will tell you now, we will tell you this now, that ships are going to begin more and more to uncloak themselves or decloak themselves. And that will result in mass sightings across the planet. Is it going to happen this month? Is it going to happen next month or the month after? We cannot say that. But it is going to happen over a period of time, over this year here you are coming into. Many will see this. Even those of you that attend the next advance, get ready, because there is something wonderful that is planned for this. And it is entirely in the respect that we are speaking now. So get ready for that. There are many things that are coming. You are going to hear various announcements that are going to come forward. We are not going to say that your financial system is going to completely change over, but the changeover is coming as well. And you are going to begin to see, first you might see a raise in prices and things of this nature, and it may seem like everything is going wrong. But those of you will know that as these things are occurring, everything is actually going right. Because in order to have a complete breakthrough into a new golden age, you first have to break the old age down. The old ways, the old systems, they have to be reduced. They have to be diminished greatly and even completely expired here, we would say. So that is all coming to you. And you are going to experience so many shifts in consciousness. Now, we would ask you, how many shifts in consciousness, those of you that are listening here, how many shifts of consciousness did you have over this past year?
Lots.
Yes, that is the answer here. That is what we were looking for. We did not want you to say one or two or three. We wanted you to say lots, because that is what has happened. Many of you, most of you have had many different changes of consciousness over the year. You have had energies coming into you and bombarding you at times. They were so powerful and you could not handle them, or at least you thought you could not. But guess what? You're here. You handled them. You got through it, you see? And you'll continue to get through it, because we are going to tell you now the energies are going to get even stronger. But as these energies get stronger, you also are stronger. You also are able to hold and anchor much more light than you could before. And if you can anchor the light, then your vibrations can continue to rise. And as we have said many times, if your vibrations continue to rise, so too go away the various symptoms, what you call the ascension symptoms, will also go away. You will not need to have them anymore, because your central nervous system is being worked with, and it is being changed and altered and reconfigured, even, you might say. So those of you that have difficulties with your central nervous system and your spinal column and all of these things, where you tend to have a situation where you have various pains in your spine, all of this is going to disappear. Now, along with that, that is wonderful to hear, but you may be saying, but yes, but we need some proof. We need some things to actually happen. And what is coming are various devices that are going to be released. Very possibly, very probably, they are going to be released this year coming up. You're going to have many new medical advances that are going to be released, because the cabal, those dark forces, are going to be either eliminated completely or very greatly curtailed. So they will not be holding things back anymore. And the release of the technologies will come forward. such as that which is called your med beds. You already have the tachyon chambers, which are growing in number all over the planet now, and they will continue to grow. You have other devices which are going to be introduced as well. So many things there. You have energy that is going to be released in terms of more closer to the free energy. It will not come directly as free energy because you cannot go from what James is fond of saying, 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. But you will experience a change over in this respect, in that your energies that you use now, your electricity and all of these things, many devices are already coming out that are going to preclude the need for your electrical services as they come out, you see. You are going to find that a small box can power your entire home. This is all coming here. This is all spoken of by the President Trump when he gave his inaugural address, when he spoke about the energies and space and all of these things. And many people across the country, when they heard that, could not believe that he would say things like that. But he did, and it is coming true. These things are all coming. You have so many things to look forward to. We could go on and on because there are so many different shifts, we will say, that are coming as a result of the higher energies that are coming into the planet. My goodness, when this wave of energy, now we do not speak of the event right now, but when this wave of energy, this galactic wave that is approaching the planet now, when this wave hits, it is a precursor to the event, and it is going to create a great consciousness shift in that moment. It is building up. This is all about building up to the crescendo that Sananda is fond of saying here. And that crescendo is coming, and very possibly you will find that toward the end of this next year here. Now, to understand those things which are coming up immediately in your first or second month of this next year, you are going to have a number of things, we will say, that are coming out of the shadows. They are no longer going to be in the shadows. Now, we speak of those of the dark forces that are no longer going to be in the shadows, as well as those things which are being brought forth in terms of announcements and all of this. For the truth must be revealed. The truth must come forward. And those of you, and in fact, the entire world now is ready for the truth. Enough is enough. You have gone through the subterfuge and cover-ups and all of these things long enough, have you not?
Yes.
Isn't it time now for the truth to come out?
Yes.
Well, if you want the truth, you must demand the truth.
Yes.
Now, that can come in terms of demanding it outright and outward from yourself, but you can simply demand it within yourself as well. Talk to the forces at large here, what you would call the galactics, what you would call the company of heaven, the ascended masters, the Agarthans. Talk to them. Tell them, we are ready now. We want the truth. We want it all to come out. We want disclosure. You don't want a partial disclosure, do you?
No.
You want a full disclosure.
Yes. Yes.
Well, make it happen. Ashtar said this before. Aranda said this before. Saint Germain said this to those of you. They said, if you want it, create it. It is in your creative power here to bring all of this about. And those of you, this group, you may think you're a tiny group, a small group of people come together again, a family, if you will. But you are so much more powerful than that. Because many of you, now we are not wanting to build egos here or build up the heads or anything of this nature, but many of you are going to begin to remember various things that are going to come to you as far as who you may have been in the past, where you came from, what you've done before. These types of things, they will come in snippets at first, and then they will become flooding more and more into you, because as these energies continue to come in, it is going to then bring about this shift of consciousness within each and every one of you that is going to bring these memories forward. And as these memories come to you, it will not be as a cascade or an avalanche coming over you. It will come in spurts, and it will come as you are able to handle it. You see, each and every one of you has a mentor or more than one mentor. And they are already working with you, even though you cannot yet see them. And I pronounce that word more here, yet see them. That is coming as well. And they are working diligently with you. Whether they are ascended masters that are working with you, or galactics, or Agarthans, or whoever they might be, you each and every one have a mentor or more than one mentor already. And they are working with you, and many of you already know who they are, and you can call on them. And we would say to you, yes, call on them. Don't attempt to do it all yourself. You have done that for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. That is why you have struggled and had pain and suffering and all of this, because you did everything relying on yourself. Now it is time to rely on yourself, yes, but also your higher self, certainly. That connection, that integration has been developed within each and every one of you, especially those of you that attended the last two advances here. And you are going to continue to feel more and more and more of that integration coming over you and in you. And you'll feel like your higher God self and you are certainly one. So get ready for that, because that is coming. You see, all these things are coming. And you might say, yes, but again, one who serves, you keep saying, they're coming. You've been saying this for year after year after year. And when is it going to actually be?
Now.
Yes, thank you. Now. It is going to be now. Because now is the only thing that matters. The future matters not. The past certainly no longer matters. The now that you are in, right this moment, this is what matters. And incidentally, as we have given some of these predictions, please understand that they are strictly based on probability and possibility in this moment right now. In the next moment, collective consciousness changes all the time, and collective consciousness can change these predictions as well. So you must, what you have a saying, take these predictions with a grain of salt, okay? It is important for you to know that everything is being orchestrated. Please always continue to remember that. Everything is being orchestrated. Everything is coming together to bring this entire new golden age upon the earth. And Gaia herself is ready for this. She has had enough. And she is saying, enough is enough. We are moving on now. And we are moving on with or without you. Not you. Not those of you here, but without you, meaning the rest of the consciousness here on the planet that is not ready for this. You see, she can only wait so long to hold this three-dimensional space here. And when that time is up, it's up. And whenever those who are not ready for it or have chosen not to move on, then their time is up here as well. But also understand that everything is going exactly as it needs to. So wherever one is in their choice process, whatever it is that they want, that will come about. You see, no one will be forced to do anything that they do not want to do. That time of being forced, of having your choices taken away from you is going to be past. It is already past now. And it you just need to continue to open up to the possibilities and the probabilities of everything happening. And create it, as we said earlier, create it. You want Nisara? Create it. You want disclosure, full disclosure? Create it. You see, we said full disclosure here because partial disclosure is already happening. You are already in that process now. But for full disclosure, you need to create it. You want the mass arrests to happen without any prolonged discomfort as a result of this in terms of to society. If you want that, then create it. Visualize it. See it happening. Know it is already happening. Know as you visualize it and you create it, it is already done. That is what is missing from all of you that ask for things in your lives. You ask for them in terms of supplication to another to bring those to you, when in fact, all you have to do is ask and know that it has already been given you because it is a part of you that is coming to you, you see? It is all part of your higher self, your higher God self, and all of the aspects of your multidimensional selves. Okay? That was quite a mouthful, was it not?
Yes. Yes.
Powerful.
We are going to take questions now, if you have questions. Any questions here from those of you? And Shoshana, are you going to be involved here or not able to?
Shoshana will share.
Very good. Would there be any questions here? And actually, before we do that, we're making this up on the fly in case you haven't already figured that out. Shoshana, do you have anything you would like to say at this point before we start the questions?
Shoshana has had many thoughts and much reflection on what has been said here. And we wish to simplify everything for all beloved beings. We wish to simplify the formula that creates your life. It is so very simple. There is an internal life that we all live, and the internal life becomes the reflection of the external life. As we expand and grow in our own beingness and in our own power, the external is expanded. You can see all the changes around you because you are changing. It is as if there is something glorious occurring external to you, yet that gloriousness is because you have changed internally. As you change, as you grow, as you know your power, as you know who you are, and remember who you are, Gaia herself will cleave to you, will change with you, will move with you, as you are one, and she is one with you. That is my message today.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Would there be any questions now? No, all questioned out. That's
hey,
fine.
Hi, this is Carol from California.
You are the one with the party in the background. No? Oh, someone opened their line up. There's that party again.
I have a question. The one who served, this is David. I think I'm the one with the party. Can you hear me?
Okay, hold please, David. We are listening first to the one Carol here.
All right.
Hi, I was re-listening to the April advance where you, one who serves Moses, had said next advance, we might reveal other one who serves mentors, so the six you mentioned. So I got really excited and thought I'd ask about that. And, you know, maybe we're not ready to hear all that, or should, maybe shouldn't hear all that, hear who's who.
What we did, is we gave it to the James, but have decided to hold off for now. It is as we are finding here, now you may disagree with this, but we are finding that it is unimportant here at this time. When there is a need for it, then we will come through with that. We did it purposefully for the one here, the one known as Moses, and we did that for a reason, and you will find that reason more as we go along here. As we do that. And we will, from time to time, as this year continues on, we do intend to share more, because we are going to get more and more personal with all of you. Not only we, the one who serves, then the collective of us, but those of Sananda and Yeshua and Ashtar and Saint Germain, and even more personal than they have been up to this point. If you could understand that. Think
yes,
in terms of what occurred at the last advance in terms of Yeshua, and you will begin to understand what is in the works here for this group.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. And I recommend folks re-listening to advances. They're awesome.
Very good. Yeah. There was a question here from one named David.
Yeah, this is me. I'm here. We're I'm the one having the party here. We're having a good time here, enjoying the time. this year has been very kind of inspiring. I'm actually outdoor right now, and there's some fireworks going on in my neighborhood, so I apologize if the noise has come through. My question is basically more of a guidance. How can I use the power within myself to maybe confront the challenges of the low vibration energies at my work?
Ah. You wish to begin, Shoshana?
Beloved brother, it is good to hear from you.
Thank you.
It is difficult. As our vibrations rise, it is difficult to participate in that which is seemingly a lower vibration. And those that wish to... that you feel they wish to bring you down to their level. What we would ask you to do is shine your light, dear brother. Shine your light as brightly as you can. Dismiss the judgments that you have of those that are not so much awake. Dismiss those judgments. Be happy and joyous around those that seem to have a lower vibration, and you will see immediate results. You will see people laughing and smiling as you introduce your joy and your love and your light in the midst of those that wish not to feel that. You, David, are responsible for raising your vibration and those along with you, and you will see great changes in yourself and in those around you. Namaste.
And with that understanding and looking at the larger picture here, in terms of not only this one who has asked this question, but for many who are in what you would call jobs that they do not like, or they do not think are important, or whatever it might be, they feel a dreariness when they go each day. We are not saying it is you. We are just looking at, in terms of, the larger picture here, For there are many such as this that feel they are in what are called dead-end jobs, going nowhere. And they are going to become more and more dissatisfied with that type of situation because it does not feed their higher vibratory selves any longer. It may have done okay before, but as your vibrations continue to raise, you will want to be more and more around those others that also have high vibrations. This is what is coming in terms of a, we do not like to use this terminology, but it is the only thing that comes at this point, more of a division in terms of vibration, where those that are of high vibration will seek those others of high vibration, and those of low vibration will feel more comfortable with others of low vibration, you see? And that will create more of a division. But this is necessary as the event comes, because at that time, consciousness will be raised across the entire planet, but there will be still those that will decide, you might say, choose to remain in the lower vibrations. And that will be their choice at the time. Okay? Does this answer your question?
Absolutely. I got 200% more information than I was expecting. Thank you very much, and I love you all.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here? Nothing else? Everybody ready to go and party, huh? Ready to open those bottles of champagne and all these things? And by the way, just so you know, Saint Germain and others as well, not just Saint Germain, he is one, he's kind of a lush, but there are others that also imbibe, and some of us like champagne too, of course, not in great amounts, and wine and these types of things, and we celebrate, we enjoy. We are not necessarily celebrating a new year, because this most cases does not have any meaning to us. But we have our times during the years that we celebrate. But what we are really celebrating, anybody know? What are we really celebrating?
Mankind. The awakening of mankind.
New solar year.
You're awakening. Yes, everybody's awakening. That is what we are celebrating. That and those up on the ships, my goodness, are they celebrating? Because they know that finally, after all these many, many lifetimes, many thousands and thousands of years, and many in terms of eons of time, are coming back together again with their loved ones, those ones that left so long ago, or that you left them so long ago, and that you are coming back together, and that in itself, what more could you want to celebrate than that, you see? That
yeah,
is
exactly.
Something very much to look forward to.
Yeah.
Shoshana,
we talked
there again. Shoshana wishes to share something. Yes, Shoshana.
I wish to share the importance of remaining in a high vibration state. I wish to share the importance of raising mankind's vibration by raising your own. To stay in an awakened state, one must try very, very hard to live in the now moment. The now moment is where the vibration is the highest. This is difficult for most. Human beings love to lament the past, and human beings love to forecast the future. We would admonish you in this time of expansion and awakening to live in the present, to be in the now, to feel the joy of the now moment. As your awakening expands, that will expand others. That is my message. Namaste.
Very good.
when it's reunion.
One more time, would there be any other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Could you talk about maybe Earth, any Earth changes upcoming in the next year? I live on the California coast, and it seems like my higher self has been nudging me quite a bit to get out of here. So curious if they're related, but I'd like to hear about, you know, if there's anything we can expect as Gaia goes through that.
We are asking for your name. Who is this speaking?
Oh, this is Kent. This is Kent.
Kent.
May I address Kent?
Yes, please do.
Dear brother, Shoshana wishes to share with you.
Awesome.
Would that be appropriate?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
My dear brother Kent, please listen to your higher self. If you are being given messages, if you are being nudged in a particular direction, and you are aware of this, you must listen. It does not matter whether California goes right into the ocean. What matters here is that you understand that your higher self is speaking to you. I would greatly advise for all beloved beings that hear the message to follow it. Namaste.
Please understand that we are not saying that California is going to drop into the ocean. Okay? Just don't think in terms of that. But Shoshana is completely correct in terms of following the higher guidance. And that is what you want to do. It could very be possible here that your higher guidance is telling you to leave the area where you live because it is no longer conducive to your vibrations. So that is one thing. We know that there are many light workers and warriors that are moving away from various areas where they have lived for quite some time, and they are moving to new areas where their vibrations are more of a match for them. And that is happening and will continue to happen. As to whether there will be your actual question about Earth changes, we cannot say that directly because, again, it is all based on probability and possibility. Will there be various cataclysms throughout the planet? Yes. That has always been and will continue for a little bit longer because Gaia is continuing to clean herself up, you might say, continuing to let out the steam. The steam of consciousness, the steam of negative consciousness that has resided within her for some time. So that is all being let out in terms of volcanoes, earthquakes, floods, all of these types of things. Now, some of these things, though, as you have heard in the past, are man-made. Not just consciousness-made, but directly made by those of the dark cabal. They have had an influence here in some of these things. But that is being greatly curtailed at this point, and you will likely not see any more or very little of that in the next few months here, and then no more after that. So that is coming to a close. Also coming to a close is your, what you call that chemtrail program. That will be coming to a close also sometime during this year, as we are finding it now. So it was the announcements are going to come forward as to what that was about and why it can no longer be continued and no longer be continued.
The IRS as well.
Okay, any other questions?
Yes.
Did this answer your question?
Question.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
My question is, you know, you said who serves. You say, or this is if you want, you create, right? If I want to go back to galactic family, so I need to create that to go back? So how that works if I am here on Earth?
You create it in your mind, you create it in your heart, You crystallize it within yourself. You visualize it, see it happening. Beat yourself up on a ship or on another planet or whatever it is, whatever you would call home.
Okay.
Visualize it, create it, and then let it go. Do not be concerned with the results. Because if you are concerned with the results, you will block the results from happening.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
May I share with you, dear sister?
Yes, go ahead, John. Shoshana. I'm sorry, Shoshana.
My dear sister, Arena. We often forget in the human life that we've made some agreements. And we've made agreements to live a life. And often that may not include moving forward to another planet. It may include it, and it may not include it. What is really difficult here is the creation process is truly a creation process, and humans have the power to create their lives. But behind that power and behind that desire is a plan that you made long ago. You may have to examine that and look to see what you need to do here and now before you move forward to a galactic life. I hope that makes sense to you, my dear sister. And we love you so much. Namaste.
Yes,
thank
wonderful.
You, Shoshana. I love you too. Thank you. Thank you, who serves. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here?
Yes.
Yes, this
is
Linda.
Okay, Linda, go ahead.
Oh, okay, this is Linda. I just had a question about the political atmosphere, the current events of the shutdown and then the seating of the next Congress coming in. If you could just give a little bit more detail about what might be happening in that way. Thank you.
We hesitate to get into your political arena here. Because so much is in flux, so much again is based on probability and possibility based in the moment right now. And as you look at those things which are occurring right now, there will be a great changeover in your political structure in terms of those that are corrupt, those that have done everything they can to serve themselves rather than the people that elected them. That will create them no longer being in their position. And that is going to come. It will not take an election process to have that happen. There are just simply going to be many arrests based on those many indictments that have occurred already. So that is part of it. Cannot say directly about who is going to be in your Congress or anything, and nor would we even if we could here now. But just know that there are many changes developing there. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Can I say something?
Yes.
This is Orv.
Yes.
Trump recently tweeted that he ended the Federal Reserve. And I also believe that the IRS is also must be on its way out,
yes.
too.
That is correct in terms of both of them being on what you would call on their way out. That is correct. Whether you will see it directly in your next month or so, we cannot say, but it is all coming together. Again, everything is being orchestrated. Not only from your political scene and President Trump and all of those around him, but the alliance around them, the Galactics, the Garthans, the Company of Heaven, all the Ascended Masters, all of us are working together to bring these changes about. So you are certainly not alone here. Now, can we do it for you? No. Will we do it for you? No. That is not what we are here for, but we will do it with you. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
And Shoshana wishes to share on this?
Yes, please.
Dear brother, as you know, and as all those who are listening on this call, that there is a great movement taking place. We feel it in our hearts. We know it in our minds. It does not matter the details. It does not matter an example here, an example there of these outcomes. What must remain in the hearts of man is the desire for truth, the desire for power, desire for domain, for the desire for autonomy, for the desire of truth, as difficult as that is for many. And the desire in man's heart will bring forth all that is necessary to create the great change that this movement is about. Do not look for particulars. Keep the desire in your heart.
Namaste. Yes.
Thank you.
Nice. Where is that? You need to ask whoever that is to mute your phones. That is not doing it. That is. We are going to move on here. No more questions. We are going to, we want to say something here to you as you begin to celebrate your new year, as you do with opening your bottles of champagne and doing your toasts and things of this nature. And when you do that, think about, especially many of you, in terms of your connection or your heritage with those of those times in Lemuria and Atlantis after that, and how you have all come back together again. It is the old lang syne, old coming back together again, you see? That song, some of you already know, some of you do not, but that song came from thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago and has come all the way into this time. And it is a celebration of moving on in terms of great distress, in terms of an ending of the old. So in this case, in that case, back then, it was the ending of the old Lemuria, the continent of Mu, knowing that it was going down. In fact, they were singing it as it was going down. They were singing that song, not directly as it is now, of course, but the translation relates to that. And as you celebrate this new year, know that it is the same thing. The old is going away. The new is being born right here and now. Okay?
Yeah.
We want to release here just for a moment to another one of our group here, you might say. He just wants to pop in and give his... you know, whatever he does give. You know, okay? Hold him up in here.
Puppy.
Namaste.
Om Mani Padme Hum Om Ma Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Welcome to be back here with you. I've not been with you for some time. It has been, we have been very busy. We do do things here, you know. We don't just sit around and meditate all day long. That's what the James thought some time ago, but no, we don't do that. We do many different things. We actually do service to others, you know that? We actually do go out and help people. We actually do go out and spread the light. Just everything that we've been telling you to do, we do also. And we do it with love. We do it with love in our hearts. And we are so looking forward to those times when we get to sit across from you and pat you on the back and shake hands and give great big hugs And yes, share that bottle of champagne or the wine, or you know what though? They have really amazing drinks up there in those ships. You can't imagine what is up there.
Wow.
You think you have good food and drinks down here? You ain't seen nothing yet, people.
Well,
it is going to be amazing. Beam you up. We would love to do that.
We would
love to do that. But you cannot do that yet because you are needed here. You are needed here. And what if that were to happen? Just think for a moment, dear Gaddy here. If you were to be beamed up and you were up on a ship and you saw how wonderful it is, you would say, I ain't going back down there. No way. You see? And we say the same thing. We've been there, done that, and we're not going to do it again either. We've been right where you are, and we're not doing it. So why would we expect you to go back down and do it if you didn't have to, you see? So it is not time yet. You are not quite at the right vibrations yet in terms of collective consciousness, but that is coming. You are almost there. Really, really, seriously, you are almost there, okay?
Yeah.
Just know that as this year continues on, you are going to receive so many new higher levels of energies. They are going to blow you away at times, not in a bad way, but in a good way. For those times of wrecking havoc with your central nervous system are nearly gone. Okay?
Good.
So you will not have that as much anymore. The energies are acclimating in your bodies here now. Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to jump in and step in. And by the way, one of your friends, one of your soulmates, Robin, gives his regards
and says,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Tell him Nanu Nanu. Yes, Nanu Nanu. And he says, have a wonderful New Year. Wonderful New Year.
Robin.
And he is also saying, he's yelling it out now.
Yeah.
He is saying that he will be with us more in this coming year here.
All right.
We love him.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good. Now we're going to release channel. Unless, Shoshana, you have anything to add here?
I wish to say my gratitude to all these beloved beings that have surrounded us and have moved so courageously into the next year. I, Shoshana, wish to congratulate all these beloved beings for their courage, for their compassion, and for their love to move themselves into this great new earth. Namaste, dear ones.
Very good. And the other one who serves promised James there will be no singing, but I did not do that. So we need to end this with a song, do we not? Does anyone know we're finding this within the James? And it seems quite apropos in terms of a song here. Does anyone know And So This Is Christmas? Anyone know that song? And Happy New Year in that? And So This Is Christmas. Happy New Year. We hope it's a good one to last out the year. And Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. And we pronounce that very strongly, without any fear. Fear needs to go away completely.
Bravo.
Completely. No more fear.
None.
No fear. It is going away.
It is. It is already going away. Yes.
It's gone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes.
Ciao, baby. Ciao.
Now, does anyone know the old Lang Syne song?
Yes.
Yeah, heard of it.
Dear Gary, please lead us in that.
May old acquaintance be forgot and never brought away.
You just sing it, Gary. We listen to you.
May old acquaintance be
wonderful. Now, if you could just picture as you're singing that, picture those that were singing this as the continent was going down.
Wow.
And they were doing everything they could to keep the spirits of those around them up, the vibrations up, and keep the fear away. You do not have to deal with anything like that these times. But again, it is about the old going away and the new coming on. Shanti, peace be with
Shanti,
you. Happy New Year. Have
Happy
a wonderful
year.
And we're going to be so much more with you. You see. Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.
Be the one.
Shanti, peace be with you.